Erev and Perek Beis, Mishnah Beis, 2-2, and the Mishnah continues to discuss the special leniency regarding the boards put around wells to facilitate the public who are coming Alila Regal as pilgrims to Yerushalayim to feed their livestock. And again, we're specifically talking about those three criteria being met. Number one, we're talking about wells. We'll discuss cisterns later on. We're talking about feeding livestock with water. We're not talking about drinking water for people. And we're talking about specifically a leniency that would apply to those who are doing a Lila Regal and therefore need some special dispensation because they're traveling and they end up having to camp out on Shabbos and need to be able to water their animals. Now, that leniency is referred to as the leniency of Pase Beyaros. A pas is a board, so it means like in a be'er is a well, so it's like the boards around wells. I'm not sure if I mentioned that term in the previous Mishnah, Pase Beyaros. If I didn't, that was a mistake on my part. If I did, so fine. But that's our topic either way. So in the previous mission, we discussed the spacing between one pas, one board, also referred to as the diumad, and the next. This mission will discuss how close or far can you place those posts, the diumadin or pasin, to the well. So the mission is going to talk about both the minimum and maximum. The mission says as far as the minimum goes, you're allowed to bring those boards close to the well. Provided that you can fit the majority of a cow, including its head, within the area marked off by those four diumadin. And the reason why is because if the cow can't fit sufficiently inside that area, so we're concerned a person will take water from the well to water his cow and end up taking it out of bounds, and that will be the violation of hotzah, or maybe only if it's a derabanan, if it's a karmelis. But either way, that's our concern. So we want to make sure there's enough room for the cows to get in there and do their drinking and water being brought to them, all within the area marked off by those dumadan, those pasin. Chazal set the measure based on cows because that was the prevalent animal, meaning that even if you're only traveling with little goats. And little goats are much smaller than cows, of course. It doesn't matter. If you haven't got the distance required for cows, enough for the majority of a cow's body, so then you can't water your goats either. How big is this Rosh of Aruba, the majority of the cow, including the head? So Chazal put that at 2 amos. Now, in case you're wondering, your typical full-grown dairy cow today is about 8 feet long. So that would put it at about 4 feet, is half the cow, including its head. Either that means that we're talking about, this would be sort of consistent with the large Amma of the Chazon Ish, or perhaps the cows a little smaller back then. Whatever the case, we're talking about 2 Amos. Now, 2 Amos from where to where? Where are we measuring this from? We're talking about from the edge of the well to the edge of the imaginary rectangle that is being marked off by those four corners, the Diumadin. Meaning, not from the corner of the well to the corner where the diumad is, but rather from the, let's say, the middle of one of the sides, let's say the southern side of the well, to the southern edge marked off by the diumadin. That distance has to be at least 2 amos. Again, an amma, something like around, let's use big one now for our purposes here, something like around half a meter or close to 2 feet. So double that is something like around a meter or so, or around 3-4 feet for 2 amos. Okay. Now, just to make sure we're perfectly clear here, I want to speak out a case. Let's say for argument's sake, the well is 8 by 8 amos. So then how big is that square going to be that you're setting off with the 4 diumadin? So the answer is it's going to be a square of a total of 12 amas on a side. Let me speak that out now, okay? Maybe take out a pencil and make sure you got it clear. We're talking about from, let's say, the southern edge of the well to the edge marked off by the imaginary square of the Diumadin is 2 amos, plus 8 amos of well from south to north, plus another 2 amos on the northern side from the edge of the well to the edge of the square marked off by the Diumadin. So you got 2 plus 8 plus 2 gives you 12 amos, and the same would, of course, be from east to west. Now, in case you're wondering, wait a second, how could you get to 12 amos? Or Meir at least said you have to have the pasin within 10 amos of each other. So yes, that's going to be fine. Because why? Because we said that the minimum size of one board in the diumad is 6 tefachim, which is 1 amma. And we're measuring the 10 amos that we're allowing from the previous Mishnah, not from the board's but from the edge of the board. We're talking about the gap between where one board ends and the next board begins. So that means if, let's say, on the southern wall again, you have 10 amos of open space, which is the max allowed by Rib Meir, but then you have one amma worth of board in the southwest corner and one amma worth of board in the southeast corner for a total of 1 plus 10 plus 1 or 12 amos. Okay, so that's how it's going to look, and that's how we measure it. Now, the Mishnah talks about now the maximum. How big an area can you include? And the answer is as big as you want. Mutter l'harchik kolshu. You can extend the area marked off by these boards. Again, only we're talking about to water your animals on your way to Yerushalayim, etc., or from Yerushalayim. But anyways, you can make a big area as you want. Ubelvad sheyarbe b'pasin. Just don't forget to add extra boards if the distance between one board and the next exceeds the limits set out in the previous Mishnah. So in the case of Rebbe Meir, remember you're only allowed to have 10 amos max. According to Rebbe Yehuda, you're allowed to have 13 and a third amos max. Either way, the point is, if you have a bigger area, let's say for argument's sake, you're putting an area that's 20 amos by 20 amos, okay, and the bear is somewhere in the middle there. So you put pasin then, diumadin, the double L-shaped pasin in the four corners, but the distance between the edge of, let's say, the southwest and the southeast diumadin, the gap there is going to be a total of, let's say, 18 amos, right? Because each diumad is, again, one tefach on the southeast, one tefach on the southwest, and then 18 gap in the middle. 18 gap is too big. You can't have a gap of 18, according to either Reb Meir or Reb Yehuda. So you'll have to add another pas in the middle, a simple, a pashut, one that's just, you know, a flat board. That's a six tefachim or one amma wide. So you put that in the middle there, and that will mean that you'll have a distance of 8.5 amos gap between the southwest, the edge of the southwest diumad, and then the pashut. And then again, 8.5 amma gap between the edge, other edge, the eastern edge of the simple pashut and the southeast diumad, right? So you got one on the southwest of width, one on the southeast of width, and one in the middle for a total of 3 amos, plus 8.5 and 8.5, the two gaps, giving you a total of 20, which is what you're boxing off.